Okay, so we'll go through the human body, the base of the spine then. We have the influence of 1, 4, and 7. The sacral center is on ray 3. The sacral center governs the sexual energy, okay, and physical creation. And it's on ray 3 for the undeveloped person, and the more developed person is on ray 5 with this on the sacral center. And ray 3 is kind of fitting because that's intelligence and matter, and it's a source of manifestation of our material body is the sacral center. Okay, next up is a solar plexus in this area, and these most of these centers are their actual centers is on the base, as on the back of the spine in the etheric body, but people think of the centers as being where the axle on the front. That's the way most people visualize it. And others teach that there's actually two points to each center. There's a point in the back of the spine, and then where the actual organ is represented. Now, the Tibetan doesn't mention that at all, but other healers kind of focus on two different points for each center. In other words, they pick up where the Tibetan says the actual center of the center is, which is in the etheric matter at the base of the spine. Yeah, Lucy?
I have a question. When I read that, I started doing my meditations visualizing, because DK does say that it's a few inches in the back of the body, the actual centers. But I had a hard time visualizing the third eye. For some reason, is it more in the center of the head, the third eye, or is it in the back?
Yeah, the third eye would be not projected like the spine is, but it would be inside, yeah. And then the crown, it would be in the etheric, just above the head and within the head somewhat, I believe, yeah. Okay, so the solar plexus is ray 6. It's influenced strongly by ray 2. Because the solar plexus is a reflection, the energy, the emotional energy, that's the regular emotional energy that governs people's lives. The average person doesn't have his heart center very much open, and when he talks about feelings of the heart, he's really talking about feelings of the solar plexus. Okay? But when the feelings of when the petals of the heart start opening up, then the person sees love in a different vision. He sees love as something that is more related to service. When he's focused on the solar plexus, he sees love as something that will make him happier. I'm in love with this person, and this person does a lot for me. You know, that's what they think. That's why I love them, because of what they do for me. And as the person opens the heart, he loves them for what he can do for them. The spiritual love is quite a bit different than the lower material love. But the solar plexus is a reflection of ray 2, and as the person evolves, the energy of the solar plexus becomes more in tune with the heart. So the lower desires doesn't go away, but they're transmuted so that they can reinforce the higher desire nature. The next center up is the throat center. And for the average person, he's on ray 3. And the initiate up to the third initiation is on ray 7. And then he says people that are very creative are on ray 1, which it's kind of interesting that creative people are on ray 1 in the throat center. Now, the throat center is connected with strongly with creativity. If a creative person becomes frustrated, then the things that go wrong with him as diseases will be connected to his throat and lungs and that part of his body. So the part of his body that's affected by different problems, you look for the center that governs that part of the body. And when you examine the energies in that center, you can find what the problem was. So for people that have problems with the throat, there are often people that are frustrated. They want to be creative, maybe, but they're frustrated that maybe they don't have time. Maybe there are other people, they figure people out there are in their way or something like that.
JJ?
Yeah.
Will you list those? You said that creative people were on Ray 1, but what were the others?
Okay, the average people are on Ray 3 in their throat center. The initiate up to the third, first, second, and third are on Ray 7. And he says very creative people, however, are on Ray 1. Now, some of these creative people are probably initiates too, but if they're strong in their creativity, the throat center, he says, will be on Ray 1, which seems kind of odd, but it kind of makes sense if you think about it. Now, the Ajna Center up here that Lucy just mentioned, Ray 5 is the most common, but disciples, many of them are strongly influenced by Ray 3 and still others Ray 4. So 5, 3, and 4 are the rays here. And so you might think, which ray affects you strongest here? This is the center governing ideas. So when you get ideas, are you more concerned about things you can build with matter, or things that you can create? Maybe you're interested in writing or music or something like that. So, or Ray 5, a scientist, for instance, may have his ideas in connection with a scientist like Musk. Is probably his Ajna Center is probably on Ray 5 because he's building rockets and very scientific about his approach. Now the crown center up here is on Ray 1. So we have these two main centers, the heart and the crown, both influenced just by one major ray. Crown Ray 1 and the heart Ray 2. These seven energies manifest through these seven centers in our body. But the question is, how do they manifest in lives greater than us? So, concerning the next life greater than us would be like a nation, okay? And concerning nations, he says this: the heart center of Germany is Munich, and its head center is Nuremberg, whilst Berlin is the throat center. So even nations have seven centers, just like human beings do. A nation will have these seven centers. Then he says London is, of course, the heart center for Great Britain, like everybody already understands that. And he says it's temporarily, it's also the head center, though this will not always be the case. While Ottawa, and he's speaking of the British Empire, Ottawa is the throat center of the British Empire, and Sydney, Australia, is the solar plexus. Okay, then he gives us an idea of the United States, the different centers there, and what they are.
Can we guess on one?
What do you think the head center would be?
New York.
No?
The head center?
Washington, D.C.
L.A. would be the heart center.
Washington, D.C.
Right, Washington, D.C.
Oh, Washington.
Okay, and you got the heart center right, yeah. Is Los Angeles. And the throat center?
New York.
Yeah. And the solar plexus?
New Orleans.
No?
Seattle.
Texas.
Texas is a state.
Mm-hmm. New Plymouth.
Big
New Plymouth. Chicago, he says, is solar plexus. Now keep in mind, these centers can shift around somewhat. So this was written back in the late 40s, where he gave out this information. So things can change over time. But he doesn't give out the other three centers, but in his time when he wrote this, what do you think the sacral center of the United States was? This is one that I believe has changed. Yeah, Rulina, do you have something?
Well, I had a question, but okay, finish your thought then, because this is a little different.
I would think that Vegas would be the sacral center.
In 1947?
Okay, the sacral center would be a place where they're creating physical things. They don't create any physical things in
Detroit?
Right, Detroit.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They created it as a manufacturing of all of our automobiles for many years. And so when he wrote this, the sacral center was probably Detroit.
Right.
But now that has shifted. What would be the sacral center today?
Silicon Valley?
Yeah.
Well, pretty close. San Francisco, that's also where Tesla has its main headquarters. And there, the manufacturing of cars has shifted to we're going all electric now. And San Francisco is the headquarters of that, plus Silicon Valley,
which might move from there because of...
Right, he's shifting his attention to Texas now. That may be the new sacral center in a few more years. Okay, the base of the spine, I think that has also changed, the source of life for this country. What was the beginning of life in this country? Where did it originate?
Virginia.
Massachusetts.
Where?
Massachusetts.
Not Virginia.
Philadelphia,
right. Okay, so Philadelphia, I believe, represented the base of the spine for many years. But I believe that has now changed. And now, I believe it's Seattle. And this may be temporary again. But we have like Amazon, Boeing, and Microsoft creating the source of the internet and everything. And this is like a new type of life force. So I think the base of the spine is the energy has shifted to Seattle.
So, JJ, I've actually been thinking about this for the past week or more. How is that going to play out in the molecule of this?
Well, not everything we talk about plays out in the molecule, but in the molecule we'll have people representing the different rays. It's like when Musk is building a new Tesla, he doesn't think of the rays, that type of thing. I mean, you don't have to think of them to use them, but he uses the energy of the rays, and they're playing out through them, but it's not something that you add to your calculations,
right,
so to speak.
Yeah, I figured as much, but I don't know, start thinking about it.
To balance a molecule, if we have too many 2, 4, 6 energies, they need balanced off by 1, 3, 5, and 7, especially 1, 3, 5, whereas 7 is a little bit both ways. Okay. Now the next is Ajna, which is the most mysterious centers in everything, always. But the Ajna is able to see with higher, the third eye is able to see with higher vision and spiritual realities. And so the Ajna Center would be representative of a city that represents higher vision. And in the past, I believe was Washington, D.C., because on the dollar bill that came out of our government, what's on the back of the dollar bill?
The all-seeing eye. On top of the pyramid.
Right. And so for many years, the United States, or Washington, D.C., the head of our government represented this and guided the whole world to higher vision. But now that's quite frustrated. And there's several other cities in the world that would buy for this. The only other one that was founded on spiritual principles in the United States of major consequence was Salt Lake. They have not really guided us the way that they're supposed to toward the higher vision. And another one for the world would be Jerusalem, is kind of like an Asna center. And in ancient times, they had prophets that guided us toward higher vision. I think the true Asna center is not manifested yet on the earth. We just have imperfect reflections of the Asna center in, say, Salt Lake and Washington, D.C. But eventually, we will build a city of light, and this will become the true Asna center. And hopefully that we can have part in that, maybe not so much in this life, but when we come back again, we can build, we can be part of building the Asna center for not only in the United States, but the world.